Governor Andrew Cuomo's former closest aide, Joe Prococo, is waiting to find out whether he'll be convicted of bribery and other charges as a jury continues to deliberate in federal court. Government reform groups say regardless of the verdict, the trial highlighted some questionable but legal practices in New York that they say taint the governor's reputation and need to be fixed. We get more from our Capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt.
The testimony in the alleged bribery cases of Prococo and three other defendants, all business leaders who had dealings with the state, lifts the curtain on some of the inner workings of the Cuomo administration. Blair Horner with the New York Public Interest Research Group says the scene isn't flattering.
We think the verdict is in on Albany. And the verdict is that New York has to overhaul its laws.
FBI agents and current and former Cuomo administration officials testified that the leaders of the two companies, Competitive Power Ventures and Core Development, organized big-ticket fundraisers for Cuomo and lent the governor the use of a private plane. They also took advantage of a loophole in campaign finance laws. They bundled $125,000 in contributions in one case using limited liability companies, or LLCs, to hide the true amount of their donations. According to testimony, former Cuomo associate and ex-lobbyist Todd Howe told the Core Development officials that they should use LLCs with titles that did not include the Core company name. He said that way they could hide the donations from the media and the public. Horner says the testimony illustrates why the LLC loophole should be closed.
The trial itself is Exhibit A of what's wrong with New York's campaign finance system.
Witnesses also testified that Prococo, while off the state payroll for a time in 2014 and managing the governor's reelection campaign, also frequented his state offices, which are adjacent to the governor's. According to testimony, Prococo consulted with other members of Cuomo's staff on state matters. Prococo was allowed to keep his state-issued security swipe card and, according to FBI agents, made 837 phone calls from the state offices on 68 separate days. Cuomo was also in those offices when Prococo was there on at least 12 of those days. Susan Lerner with the government reform group Common Cause says there are no records of what Cuomo and Prococo talked about when they were both at the office in 2014, or even if they talked at all. But she says it's at the very least an appearance of a conflict of interest when the campaign manager frequents a state office when he is not a government employee, and potentially a violation of the state's public officers law.
What we do know is that it is a clear violation of state law to use any government assets, including phones, computers, copiers, printers, an office space for campaign purposes, period.
The state entity that has the authority to investigate any alleged breaches of that statute is the Joint Commission on Public Ethics, or JCOP. Cuomo appoints the majority of the commissioners on the ethics board. JCOP spokesman Walter McClure has said he can't comment on anything that is or could be an investigatory matter. Cuomo has refused to comment on the trial or anything revealed in the testimony, giving a standard answer when he's questioned by journalists.
We're in the middle of a trial. I think it would be highly inappropriate for me to provide commentary at this time.
Horner with NYPERG says while the governor should hold his tongue while a jury is reviewing evidence and deliberating, he says after the proceedings finish, Cuomo should speak out and make some major changes to his signature economic development programs.
There should be an open process. There should be independent oversight by the comptroller, much stronger oversight by the comptroller. And New York needs an independent ethics watchdog, not one that's controlled by the governor and the legislative leaders.
Cuomo has included in his state budget a provision that businesses seeking state contracts should no longer be allowed to give campaign donations. And he's also back closing the LLC loophole, but the measure has died in the state Senate. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.